Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Monday, June the 6th, D-Day. I hope you all take a minute to remember all the brave souls who stormed the beaches at Normandy, giving us and the world freedom and democracy. So, I think it's a major day. If you've never been to the beaches at Normandy, I wholeheartedly suggest it. It was one of the most moving days of my life, seeing what happened there, and remembering the soldiers who died there. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up 8¾ cents, 10.35¾. July wheat up 36¾ cents at 10.76¾. And July beans up 9½ cents at 17.07¼. The wheat was about 18 cents off the highs. Part of the strength today was Beijing reopening. With all the COVID restrictions, they've lifted a lot of the restrictions. So Beijing is now open as of today, but Shanghai is still shut down. So we'll see what the net effects of that are. Crude oil did make a new contract higher today at $120.99. We're currently almost $2 off of that high. We've actually traded lower on the day at one point here. Right now we're up 28 cents at $119.15. The UN had some constructive talks about exports from Ukraine, but basically the Russians are going to can any real talks unless the West lifts sanctions, and that doesn't appear likely anytime soon, if at all. In fact, Russian bombing increased. They hit one of the port cities, and it certainly doesn't make for anybody thinking that exports are going to be free-flowing anytime soon. So that was the positive reaction in the wheat here this morning. We've got cool and wet weather this week in the plains. We're going to get the crop progress report tonight. It should show pretty strong numbers. Corn rated 70% good to excellent, somewhere in that range. The question is, I haven't seen whether they're going to have the final planting on this report or not, but it should show mostly the planting done. Still, Minnesota and North Dakota have lost some acres. Are they going to go into prevent plant? Are they going to go to other crops? That remains to be seen. Next week, past the few couple of days, we're going to be warmer and drier in the 6 to 15 day window. So that should be a little bit helpful for the grains. We actually need a lot of warmth and a little bit of dryness right now to help these crops. So we've got swine demand report on Friday. That could be a big market mover depending on what the USDA sees in terms of exports from around the world and what our crops potentially look like depending on how many acres they plug in. So we'll have to see, but it could be an important report out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.